You're listening to the audio production of At Home in the World, Reflections on Belonging While Wandering the Globe by Tish Oxenreiter, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author.
Introduction. There's a false dichotomy spread via the modern travel section of your local bookstore. You either love to travel and therefore throw caution to the wind by divorcing a spouse or dropping out of college to go find yourself on sale in some foreign night market, or you're happily married with kids, which means you have zero hankering to leave the suburbs and the school pickup line. Sitting on my desk is yet another new memoir, fresh on the market and one I cannot bring myself to finish, about a vagabond's quest for the open road with the motive to escape any form of responsibility. Marriage? That's only for the conventional types who love memberships at bulk warehouse stores. Produce offspring? That's even worse. Say goodbye to any semblance of independence as you know it. This makes me sad. I can dispel this myth. I can shout from the rooftops that you can both love to travel and be happily married with children. You don't have to delay familial commitment out of fear that a ringed finger means no more fun in European bars or on African safaris. Giving birth to new life doesn't mean the death of your passport. Kids are remarkably fantastic travelers and can open more doors to cultural experiences than going solo. Ignore the books that tell you travel is the antithesis of family. To me, those two beautiful words go hand in hand. They stand together on a crowded city bus, holding on as the tires bounce over potholes, siblings who have each other's backs. It's not easy. You can bet the saffron in Istanbul's Grand Bazaar that it's far easier to pack when you're single, and it's decidedly much cheaper to move about the cabin. But traveling with family isn't impossible. A love for travel to explore new places.